Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Any luck over there, Whip?
Yeah, I got him.
Okay. All right, what you're about to hear is a dramatic reading of the lyrics from AJR's Bang, a band that seems so upbeat and happy, but really has a dark, sinister serial killer side. Let's find out if that is in fact true. Whip, whenever you're ready.
I get up, I get down, and I'm jumping around, and the rumpus and ruckus are comfortable now. Been a hell of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to grow. Bang, bang, bang.
Grow, not go.
Grow. Yeah.
Good tip.
So I got an apartment across from the park, put quinoa in my fridge. Still, I'm not feeling grown. Been a hell of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to go. Bang, bang, bang. Here we go.
Here we go.
So put your best face on, everybody. Pretend you know this song, everybody. Come hang. Let's go out with a bang. Bang, bang, bang.
Okay.
Would you like me to continue?
Yes. Now, is the bang, bang, bang like, woo, bang, bang, bang? Or is it bang, 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 something sinister, bang, bang, bang? Like, hey, see what I'm saying? See?
Maybe there be an artist and it's like up to us to interpret.
I can't do that.
I'm way too young to lie here forever. I'm way too old to try. So whatever. Come hang. Let's go out with a bang, 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 bang. See, I still am getting the F it feeling out of
Party.
This whole thing.
Right.
Yeah. Like, hey, let's go out. Let's stay out till 3 a.m.
Yep.
Yep. So we could go to verse 2. You just tell me if you want to.
Yeah, let's go to verse 2.
All right. Feel like I'm going to puke because my taxes are due. Huh? Does my password begin with a 1 or a 2?
Uh-huh.
Been a hell of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to grow.
Bang,
bang, bang,
bang, bang.
Metronome.
Metronome.
Man, I'm up to something. Up to something. Ooh-dee-la-dee-do. Thank you all for coming. I hope you like the show because it's on a budget. So, ooh-dee-la-dee-do, yeah, come on, here we go, yeah,
right.
Come on, here we go.
So, the ooh-dee-la-dee-do, that was when they were writing the song, they couldn't figure out anything to rhyme.
Exactly,
so
right.
So, it's like, just say ooh-dee-la-dee-do.
Yeah, and then you get the chorus again with the same stuff
right.
we heard already.
Okay.
And then pretty much that's it.
What's our takeaway there? Is that a sad, depressing song, or is that a celebratory, let's go tear this thing up till 3 a.m. song?
I don't get sad and depressing.
I think it's a song about growing up.
Okay. Yeah, and that's kind of sad and depressing because you realize you stopped trying.
Wow.
I think it's more like, yeah, this is what it is. I mean, you could think of it that way, but it's more like, eh, this is what it is. Might as well enjoy it.
Yeah.
Whatever. That's
right.
What I think.
Let's put it up to you, folks. 815 asked the Hey, I Was Wondering About Bang by AJR. Seems really dark, but it's so upbeat. Let's text in now, 60123. We'll just text in. Are you thinking that song's actually dark, the lyrics, or not dark? So text in, dark or not dark?
Okay.
60123. See if we can reach a consensus. Me, no clue. All I know or care about is, here we go.
Right, and sometimes stuff just sounds good.
Yeah.
Let's just remember that.
Have you told your friends about the Eric in the Morning Podcast? You probably should.
Top three celebrity moms who you would like to have as a mom. There was a top 20 list Groupon asked. Then they asked for favorite TV moms, men like Claire from Modern Family, women like Lorelai from The Gilmore Girls, and Rebecca Pearson from This Is Us. Other favorite celebrity mothers include Kristen Bell, Amy Schumer, Meghan Markle, and who else? 312-233-1019. Matthew?
Yes?
You vote for?
My vote for is the coolest mom on the planet, Michelle Obama.
I have Michelle Obama as well. I think very cool mom. I do think a little bit strict.
Well, yes.
Strikes me as a little bit strict.
She's got good
like,
goals.
I feel like when Sasha and Malia need, like, you know, to cut a corner, they go to dad.
Oh, totally.
Probably. I believe that.
Uh-huh. Hi, Denise, celebrity mom.
Betty White.
Betty White, sweet, cuddly lady. Everybody on the planet loves Betty White. Everyone alive does.
Yeah. She's very kind to animals, too. It's always a good sign.
That is true.
And she's funny.
And she's funny. Bill.
I think Oprah would be a great
Oprah,
mom.
Gift-giving would be nice. You could always have your own wing in the Montecito Ranch.
I don't know about that one.
Every time you turn around, your second mom, Gail King, is nearby.
That might be true.
Except she would quiz you a lot. You wouldn't be able to get away with much because she'd be like, tell me more about what you were doing last night.
Aunt Gail and Mom Oprah.
Yep.
Nice. At number three, Matthew.
Katie Seagal from Married with Children.
Katie Seagal.
Classic.
She's got that new show,
she
Rebel.
She does. That's right. Rebel
coming
She's
out.
She's kick-ass on that one,
yeah,
I think.
She does. Yeah, she does. At number two, Dez.
Hi, I say Howard's mom from the Big Bang Theory.
Howard's mom from the Big Bang Theory. She's off camera fully, right? Just yelling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I love that. That is great. Look how disappointed Felon is. I wanted an actual mom. And finally at number one, well, let's see how you feel about what Kathy says. Kathy?
I say pink.
There it is.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
It's time to find out what we should have been talking about. Because everyone else is.
Yeah.
Top three things trending on Twitter. Let's feel badly about ourselves. Here we go at number three.
No. Stranger Things 4 trailer has been released, and it is an 11 out of 10 of creepy scale. No release date has been mentioned, but fans are hoping it is soon. And it's just like a bunch of kids in like what looks like a psych ward, and it's weird.
You love Stranger Things. I don't even need to ask the question. I can just see from Nikki's face that she loves it.
Whole family loves it.
I'm on board.
I've never seen it once.
You'd have to start at the beginning, I would say. Yeah. Wouldn't you agree, Nikki?
Yes, and I actually think you would like it.
Really? Yeah. If you give it a chance, I think you'll really be enraptured by it.
Because there's a little Hopper. There's a little Hopper in Eric, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't even know what that means.
Right. Character. Well, you have you're to watch Hopper. To find
well,
out.
I like it more than Ted Lasso.
No.
There
no.
we go. Trending on Twitter number two.
The Weeknd teases a new album. In a recent interview with Variety, the singer cryptically elaborated on a series of social media tweets where he said, if the last record is after hours of the night, then the dawn is coming.
God, he's artsy. Man. And trending on Twitter number one.
Twitter is testing out a tip jar. It sounds so weird. The little dollar sign now next to someone's name is going to allow you to send them money directly just for your favorite accounts. Like if they think we're
make
doing a good
stop.
Job, they can just give us some money. Like, good job.
Make it stop.
At Eric in the Morning.
Make it stop. Make the whole world and social media stop. I want to get off.
Why do I even get up in the morning?
Right.
I mean, that is pretty amazing.
Like, somebody can have a Twitter and with a tip jar.
Yeah. Well, everyone's going to have a tip jar. The thing is, you just might not get money.
What the hell's wrong with us?
I don't know.
So it's going to be one-liner offs, like it's going to be crazy. It's going to be, you know what I mean? It's going to be ramped up.
It's going to basically turn into, what's that kind of sexy account that people have?
The OnlyFans?
Venmo? OnlyFans.
Oh. Venmo? There is nothing sexier than Venmo.
GoFundMe?
Venmo? Shirtless Venmo.
Follow the Eric in the Morning Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Eric Morning Mix.
Yeah, so 68% of people say they've got a cool mom. Oh, really? What makes her cool? Anybody listening who? Into Mother's Day weekend. Hi there, Sydney.
Hi. My mom, every year, she flies my best friend and her out to visit me wherever I'm at in the country.
That is very cool.
So you get around the country a lot.
Yeah, I'm a travel occupational therapist, so I'm every 13 weeks I get a new job in a different state. Sorry,
that's kind of wild.
Yeah, and then do you have like a big girls' weekend?
You're kind of cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yep, they just flew out a couple weeks ago for my birthday.
Where's the best
place? I'm in Wyoming right now.
You're in Wyoming. Where's the best place you live? Like, you highly recommend living where?
Boston.
Really? Heard that's expensive.
Yeah. Wow. that's like fascinating, Sydney.
Yeah.
I'm glad we had this chance to talk. look at that. What makes your mom cool there, Jenna?
My mom on any given day will be dancing around to Snoop Dogg in her house robe, drinking wine or smoking pot.
Oh, my God.
Can we be friends with your mom?
Wow.
Oh,
I know. She cracks me up, and she's the cutest lady, too. And she'll just be dancing around to Snoop.
Oh, my God. Get her address Sunday. We want to go by there.
Mom's high as a kite dancing to Snoop again. Happy Mother's Day weekend.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
There we go. 312-233-1019. Corey, what makes your mom cool?
My mom has a hidden wine purse. So it basically has a zipper inside with a cooler and a little knob on the outside. So she'll take it around with her, so just in case she wants a glass of wine or anyone around her.
Yep, you can get those at Cooper's Hawk.
Somebody knows where to pick them up.
Yep, that is
perfect
great.
Mother's Day gift for the weekend.
Love that.
Lisa, what makes your mom cool?
My mom is going to be 91 this year, and she texts us every day. She texts her daughters every day.
Oh, wow.
What a cutie.
Wow.
She just wants, and she wants to make sure that we're okay.
Oh, wow. And if you don't respond right away, do you hear about it?
Oh, yes. She's a little better because we had, you know, I had to say, Mom, I'm working. Sometimes right? I can't text you right away. You know, so, but she's better. But in the beginning, it was like, yeah, after 10 minutes, where are you? Are you okay?
Oh, what a sweet
it's
lady.
It's called instant message.
What a sweet lady. And finally, Sarah, what makes your mom cool?
So she used to drive a hot red Firebird. And there was, there was one day she picked me up from school and all the kids were like, oh my God, is that your mom?
Your mom drives a Firebird. Like right now, Swanee is jealous of you. So I was like, I want to meet that woman.
Oh, what giant Firebird woman. Decal on the hood.
That's right. T-tops.
Excellent stuff.
Sweet. Hey, it's Eric. You know, wow. Wasn't that entertaining? That was something, huh? Imagine what's coming next. This is what's coming next right here. I get really sexy on the show. I look ridiculous and I don't care. There's all these stories about Crocs. Crocs giving away 50,000 free pairs for Nurses Week. A bunch of people, bridesmaids go viral after pranking bride by wearing Crocs. Off-air survey says 34% of people say Crocs are fashionable. Can't pull that look off, but you don't care.
Mm-hmm.
312-233-1019. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. My husband insists on wearing his suspenders with shorts.
Suspenders and shorts combination.
Yeah.
He looks like he should be yodeling at, you know, in the Swiss Alps someplace.
Right. That's
a look few people can pull off, and he doesn't care.
Very spherical.
And I hope they're short shorts.
I bought these suspenders. I never get to use them. I'm going to get my money's worth out of them. That's how that works. Hi there, Derek. You look ridiculous, and you don't care.
Yeah, I wear a kilt from time to time.
Oh, the kilt's a good look.
Wow. The famous question, do you wear anything underneath?
Sometimes.
Just what God gave him.
So glad you asked that.
Just what God gave him. Ileana.
Morning.
You look ridiculous and you don't care.
I wear a muumuu to bed, and it's the comfiest thing ever, and I will die by it.
Ileana, how old are you?
I'm 23.
And when were you introduced to the muumuu?
So one night I told her my grandma's, I didn't bring pajamas, and I wore her muumuu to bed.
And you were sold.
I was sold forever.
Does look comfortable.
I'm with you, sister.
Mm-hmm. Even Whip's like, I might wear one of those.
It looks comfortable. I don't think you can deny that.
All right. How about when it comes time to go to bed? Sarah, you look ridiculous and you don't care. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. Yeah. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I have a bubblegum pink nightgown that has cats and winter clothes and says feline warm and cozy.
Nice. See. Not only is it ridiculous, it's comedy.
Yeah, those are gifts from my mom.
Oh, that's great.
Even better.
That's great. Does anybody get to see that, Sarah, or just you?
Oh, my husband.
Lucky guy.
Yeah. He's got a love when you wear that, right?
Yeah, if he knows when I put that on, he should stay away.
Right. Right. It's the ultimate mood killer. Oh, that's sweet. That's sweet. Oh, everybody's got Crocs now. Hey, Kelly, I look ridiculous and I don't care.
Oh, yeah. My husband, he wears brown fuzzy Crocs. They're like lined and they're fuzzy. Adidas sweatpants, and he has a Mizzou zip-up hoodie. And he wears it like every day.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my called God. Tuesday.
Yeah, I love it.
Nothing but comfort all the time. I look ridiculous and I don't care, Laura.
My Star Wars stretchy pants.
Oh, Whip.
Yes. Now, Star Wars stretchy pants. Do they have the full cast on them? Is it like an R2-D2 on one leg, a C-3PO on the other?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Be okay. Careful where the Chewbacca is.
Oh,
sure.
That's gross.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
oh
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You went there.
I did. I don't even know why. It just kind of hit me. Yeah. Now, why would they put Chewbacca on that part of the stretchy pant? That doesn't make any sense to me at all. Yikes.
Got a smartphone or tablet? Download the free Mix app from the Apple Store or Google Play.
Courtney, what percentage of moms on our secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll said, yeah, it's killing my sex life?
It's Courtney, and it's 60%.
Oh. I'm sorry. That's
Courtney. All right. Got it.
Correct.
Yep.
So thank you, Courtney.
Oh.
I know.
Sorry.
I think I just got yelled at.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
She was just letting you know.
Right.
It's Eric.
With a C.
I got to say it correctly. That's fine. Crystal, what percentage of moms said, oh, yeah, it's killing my sex life?
Is it 70%?
It is 70%. Man. 7 of our 10 moms that called said, it's murdering it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, wow is right. Are you a mom, Courtney? I'm sorry, Crystal. Courtney. Crystal?
No, not yet.
Not yet. So you're still rolling along at normal pace, huh?
Get it, girl.
That's the funny thing. So I was thinking, like, our listeners always seem to outpace the norm when it comes to, like, doing it stuff.
Yeah, well, not anymore.
That's why I'm like 70%. I'm surprised at the 70%.
Oh. Like, Crystal, what do you think the national survey of respondents of moms said, yeah, being a mom is killing it?
85%?
31%.
Oh, wow, this is completely the opposite of what I
would
have thought.
The exact other end of the spectrum on this one.
Completely.
Liars.
Wow, kids are not getting in the way nationally.
That gives you an idea of what you should be doing for Mother's Day weekend. Hey, it's Eric. So are we having any fun yet? Well, actually, this was one of my favorite moments from this morning show. At least I think it was. Here it is. Mom still does it for you as we get ready for Mother's Day weekend. 14% of adult men have their mom wash their clothes for them still. 33% of men said mom comes over to their house to do the chores. And 60% of men says mom still buys the clothes and makes dinner. God bless mom. Mm-hmm.
I know. Yeah. She's the best.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Liz, what does mom still do for you?
Mom sews for me. If the kids lose a button, she sews it on, hems my pants, hole in the clothes. Yep. I would just rather throw them away, but she'll sew it.
Right. She's like, oh, don't throw that away. I'll sew it up for you.
Yep. She's the best.
What a sweet lady she is. Mom still sews for you. Hey, CJ, what does mom still do for you?
She still buys me underwear and makes me soup.
Still buys you underwear.
And makes some soup.
Is that awkward at all when mom comes with a fresh pack of drawers?
She does. Every 3 to 4 months.
Oh, wow.
She'll bring me underwear, and I tell her, I don't need any more underwear. Just make sure you have clean underwear.
Yeah, replenish the supply. That's a pretty quick turnover on those, too.
Sure is.
Yeah, it is the end of those underwears. That's right. 312-233-1019. Julie, mom still does it.
Mom still stuffs my Christmas stocking. I'm 49 years old.
Ah, still shimmies her way down the chimney to surprise you.
She sure does.
Yeah, that's great. Still stuffing the Christmas stockings. Is your mom available for me, Katie? Katie, how old are you?
I'm 28.
What does mom still do for you?
She does my taxes.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's a mom everybody wants to hold on to. Yeah. Does she do this professionally or is just really good at math?
She actually was an accountant back in the day before I was born, so she actually has been doing it for many years.
No way you're taking that over.
Yeah. And you feel pretty confident she's got it under control?
She's been doing it most of my life, so I'm okay.
Right. She taking on any new clients? Yeah, it's not funny.
Love Eric in the morning? Don't miss Eric in the afternoon. Weekdays at 5:30 on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.
Story Friday. Wow, all right. Story Friday, and then we'll take care of some business. Then it's cold playtime. Oh, boy. Cannot wait.
Woo.
A couple of quick notes, I think, that'll change your life as well, just like the Coldplay song did. There's a website called Nap Reviewer that has a dream job available that pays $1,500 just for taking 30 naps.
Oh, my God. That's so nice.
Yep. That's the best. Company announced the Nap Reviewer will get paid that money to take daily naps for 30 days and document the experience. Eachnight.com offers comparisons of mattresses, bedding, and other items.
Man, that's great.
Mm-hmm. I'm writing that down.
Yeah. I don't know. I never feel good after a nap.
Oh, God.
Oh, I know. It's kind of like... You got to sleep all day if you're going to take a nap.
No.
You got to sleep all day if you're going to take a nap. There is a lifeguard shortage for the summer. Just like there's a shortage of workers everywhere.
That's true, yeah.
Because nobody wants to go back to work. They're like, why would I go back to work when the government keeps paying me money not to?
There's some of that going
on. That's a good point.
Some of that going on.
A nationwide lifeguard shortage may keep some pools from opening this summer, according to the YMCA. Right now, they are looking for lifeguards that earn an average of $13 an hour while starting out at $8 an hour.
Want to hear a little lifeguard tip that I learned in my lifeguard days?
I would love it.
Yeah. So when you have to call 911 about something, hopefully you won't. But if you do, don't ever say, someone call 911. You pick a specific person and go, Johnny, call 911, because otherwise no one will do it. Thank you very much.
Really?
That's a good tip.
Yep.
Yeah, like in crisis mode, you're saying like everybody's like someone else will do it. So you got to be
specific. Assign responsibility.
That's right.
Wow.
Right.
Yep.
Johnny, call 911. Jimmy, start to doing chest compressions. Joey, give a mouth-to-mouth. I'm just going to stand over here and scream.
I'm going to get the hell out of here. You guys are on your own.
Pro tip from Whip.
Thank you.
There you go.
New study says for a healthy heart, sleeping 6 to 7 hours each night is best.
6 to 7, huh?
6 to 7 hours for
plus
a healthy
the four-hour
heart.
Nap.
Yeah.
Well, I think this is in one little thing, but maybe you can cram in a six-hour nap in the afternoon.
Perfect.
And only sleep 4 hours a night.
Okay.
Anybody know why Ellen DeGeneres is living with Courtney Cox? Did you hear about this?
No.
It was revealed in their interview, because Courtney was on with her this week. Ellen is living in her house, but Ellen swears it's not because she got thrown out of her own house.
Uh-oh. Okay, good.
Many people are like, right.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah, Ellen is on a bad stretch right now.
Yeah, she can't catch a break.
They are very close, Ellen and Courtney Cox. On the episode yesterday of Ellen, Ellen said, I am not having marital troubles. I'm not living with Courtney Cox because I was kicked out of my house. But then, according to this article, never really explained why she is.
Maybe it's a remodeling job at her own place.
As it reads, and I've read the whole thing and I won't bore you, as it reads, Portia de Rossi's still at the other house.
And hasn't said anything.
Well, because they did a whole segment where Portia came over and spent the night at Courtney's house one night, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Maybe Portia doesn't mind the dust, but Ellen just doesn't want to stay in that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Deceased Toronto musician sits behind drum kit at his own funeral.
Whoa.
You know he would have wanted it that way.
And he looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's his name, the Toronto guy, is Brentnell Cabbage McPherson. That's his name, Cabbage McPherson. Brentnell Cabbage McPherson, a.k.a. Bonnie Brent, a world-renowned Guyanese-Canadian musician who recently performed for the last time ever at his own funeral.
Wow.
Got him all stuffed and set in there. Yes, there he is. Look at him.
Yeah. He's actually sitting at it.
He's sitting in his drum kit.
So it's like a weekend at Bernie's on the drums.
That is exactly what it is.
Cool.
We were talking dogs a couple of times this week. Maybe your dog will be perfect for this gig. Budweiser has launched Pupweiser, a competition to see which dog's face will be on the holiday can.
Aw.
Okay.
Hold on to that one.
Yeah, cute.
From dogs to cat, cats survive 70-foot plunge.
Oh, cats can do that.
They really can. In Indiana, in Evansville, a 70-foot fall from a tree limb. A tree maintenance worker cut the limb after the cat climbed the tree and refused to leave for several days. Cutting the tree limb was the only option because rescuers were unable to reach the cat. The cat is being treated for dehydration but is expected to make a full recovery.
That's amazing.
Drop 70 feet. Here's a side gig for you, Violetta.
Oh, yes.
Woman makes thousands of dollars a month sneezing at men on FaceTime.
That's what they want?
Yeah, they're into the creepy thing.
You know, God.
Hey, baby, sneeze at me.
I'll do that all day. Yep. Yeah. How much? $1,000 a pop?
Yep. Former model named Holly McGuire makes thousands of dollars a month by sneezing and coughing at men on FaceTime.
That's amazing.
Wow.
It's not even feet pics.
Nope.
That's great.
She says it's a daily thing. Violetta would be the only person alive be like, this is great.
Right.
You get paid as to just sneeze at a guy?
This is depraved and needs to stop.
Yeah, but if they're paying you.
Yeah, it's gross, but someone's getting paid.
It's a daily thing. The first time I thought I had misheard them, but I guess masks have become a part of people's lives, and some guys just like seeing girls wearing them. Some like the more exotic, elegant coverings, whereas others like basic tissue style because they rip easily. I have a regular who likes to role play. I think he's a germaphobe, and he likes me to whisper very quietly during the conversations. When I do, he brings the phone closer to his face and tells me to sneeze or directly cough at him.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's money, Violetta. All of a sudden, now you're grossed out.
You don't have to tell the person where you live, though, right?
Like, Violetta's acting like, I thought it was normal guys that just wanted us to sneeze. I didn't think it was creepy guys.
I think all guys are creepy.
Well, we think you're creepy, too.
I know.
I want to work on that. And finally, Hero Pilot buys passengers pizza after plane gets diverted.
Okay.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, very nice.
An American Airlines pilot made a flight delay easier to swallow after buying pizza for every passenger on the plane. That couldn't have been cheap. Rain or shine, our team consistently proves they're the best in the business, said an American Airlines spokesperson who said, but we're still not paying him back for those pizzas.
Right.
Well.
American Eagle Flight 4798, which had already departed 40 minutes late, encountered severe thunderstorms while flying from Key West to Charlotte. To circumvent it, they landed at a secondary runway. While waiting, the pilot ordered pizza for the whole plane, although it sounds like a small plane.
That's still really nice.
Yeah, it's very, very nice.
Yeah.
How do they deliver that? Deliver that right out onto the runway?
Right. Yeah. One of those little carts.
How do you get that through security? I can't even get through security myself. Pilots are great.
Set them up, V.
Hey, what do you think? Let's try a vintage drink like a rusty nail.
Friday's featured cocktail. Drink it down. Yes.
It's gotta be Friday. If there's vodka in the studio. All right, maybe it might be Tuesday if there's vodka. For the entire month of May, we plan on drinking it down, and it better be smooth. There it is right there. Okay. Rocks glass going, little Friday featured cocktail. Yes. You know, this started, if you missed it, it started in winter. Because Violetta said as soon as the pandemic ends, we're going to come out of this thing and it's going to be like the roaring 20s.
Totally.
And we're all going to be wearing a lot of long wool clothing in summer.
I don't know if I said that.
going to basement speakeasies and drinking rusty nails.
Yeah, we're getting ready to party.
It's going to be like the end of Prohibition. See?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's what we're going to do.
Hey, now.
Hey, now.
Want a drink?
So we said, all right, well, that's nice. And then it was such a hit. She's like, we should bring it back for summer cocktails. And we said, well, now you're on to something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So last week it was shots. Oh, shoot.
What happened?
Oh, shoot.
Oh, no, it's okay. Just keep going.
No.
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine. Keep the momentum. You just killed the momentum.
Woo!
Everybody!
There it was right there. We did shots last week, but Violetta for this week for Friday's feature cocktail. And by the way, you can follow us on Facebook unless we just crashed. Did we just crash, Michelle? Michelle says we just crashed.
Oh, what happened? Too many people watching.
Yeah, you know
that's
what?
The problem.
I believe it was the shots that did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. you're cursing it.
Everybody!
All right, we'll plow ahead, though. Keep an eye on us on Facebook. They're frantically trying to get it back up at Eric Morning Mix. But, Violetta, you've chosen for the drink. I see a purple theme in the studio today.
It is purple. It is floral. It is summertime. It's the lavender lemon drop.
The lavender lemon drop. Nothing screams mid-August like the lavender lemon drop.
When life gives you lemons, you make a martini. Yes.
Oh, she wrote that, folks. That's written on the paper in front of her. She
sure
worked
is,
out
actually.
Lines.
I don't want to forget
I will say
that.
Something about Violetta during this feature. I've never seen anybody work harder at something than she does.
She really does.
I mean,
no,
I actually applaud her
thank
for that.
You. Thank you.
Because, you know, we've had a lifetime around here on the show. People not doing anything, not working hard. And so thank God. Thank God now we've got somebody in here who's working hard.
I think you might make me cry.
This is 100% something you would order from a very nice place. The presentation is beautiful. The ingredients are beautiful.
We have butterfly balloons. We have lemons chopped up here on a board. We also have some flowers. So
normally we can barely get people to show up, and look at you.
Oh, wow.
We even have purple lights in here. Hopefully soon you'll see that on our Facebook Live.
Are we back up yet? One minute and counting?
Call Zuckerberg.
All right.
Yeah,
get
why
Zuckerberg
is he blocking
on the phone.
Maybe it was the music. You know, they flag us when we play music.
That's true.
Oh, this music did it?
No, not this
Shots
one.
Shots ruined it.
So we haven't even been on yet at all?
We have been. Everybody got to see your glasses. If you guys missed it on Facebook Live, Eric is wearing glasses.
I put them on because I had a horrible headache. Don't ask why. Coming in today, I'm like, oh, I can't. I got to do something here. And I was telling these guys in here... Whip, when you don't normally wear your glasses on the drive-in, it's amazing how many cars are on the road.
Yeah, the stuff you see when you wear glasses and you need them.
It's crazy. All right, so once again, we're back on it at Eric Morning Mix on the Facebook page. It's called a what?
The Lavender Lemon Drop.
Whip, do you have a little background on this while Violetta throws one of these together for
Interestingly, I do, Eric. You know, the lemon drop first squeezed to life in San Francisco sometime during the 1970s. Its inventor, Norman J. Hobday, an out-of-work Vietnam vet turned saloon owner, is also credited with opening the country's first fern bar, a concept
What's
that mixed...
a fern bar?
Well, Eric, I'll tell you. It's a concept that mixed houseplants and Tiffany lamps with throngs of upwardly mobile urbanites. Now, in
is
terms of the
why,
name...
Is that why What's-His-Face did between two ferns?
Let's just go with that. Zach Galifianakis taking his cue from Norman J. Hobday, the out-of-work Vietnam vet turned saloon owner.
All right.
The lemon drop was most likely named after lemon drop candy.
Shake it like you just don't care.
Yeah, shake it.
Right.
Okay, so
what's in there, Violetta?
In here, we put 2 ounces of vodka. We're using Tito's vodka. We put 1 ounce of simple syrup lavender, which was homemade.
Homemade?
Yep. You do.
See, what did I tell you about the effort that's being put
in? Crazy.
It's crazy. You put one.
Literally, we used to not be able to even stay awake during the show. Look at this.
So you put 1 cup of water, 1 cup of sugar, and then a bunch of lavender leaves, and then 1 ounce of lemon juice.
All right.
All right, I made this one a little small. I got to make some more. Hold on.
Oh, that's my girl. More. Oh, I was like, please don't give me that one.
I know.
Don't give me that light one.
All right. Make sure you make one for Michelle over here who's running it on Facebook.
Okay, well, more vodka then. More vodka. More vodka.
Yes, she wants one. Make sure you got one for Swanee, the birthday boy, because coming up shortly, it's Swanee's birthday song selection. In the past, we've done this and Whip chose every Coldplay song ever recorded.
Right, they're all good.
Which doesn't feel like a birthday song to me, but whatever. Whip, do you already know what Swanee has selected?
He told me, he had a couple running through his head that he was considering, but I think I know what he landed on. And
either you or he has it, though, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think he loaded it in for you, actually.
Oh, great, okay,
yeah.
Great.
There we go. All right.
She even did the garnish in the paper cup for Michelle.
Look at that. Look at that. Very nice. All right. Here you go. You can see it firsthand. On this camera right here, Michelle. See firsthand what we're talking about. How nice that is.
All right. Cheers, guys. And we have some reusable straws.
And happy summer. Yeah, so this, if we were at the Shedd Aquarium, none of the dolphins could choke
on these. Nope.
Here we go.
All right, let's taste it.
I feel less manly drinking out of a straw.
Oh, doesn't it smell good? It's lavender. Mm. We garnished it with a little piece of lavender leaf. Oh, that's good, right? What?
Yeah, it's got some zip.
It's got some kick to it, but that lemon and
tart.
The syrup.
Oh.
Tart. It is perfect. It quenches your thirst.
I will tell you, it is very refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
Very refreshing.
That is perfect for the summertime. Oh, my God.
If you're sitting on a pier somewhere in northern Wisconsin.
I can't stop drinking
and
it.
And you have absolutely nothing to do, and you're like, just keep an eye out for bears. Just make sure the bears.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Have this drink in your hand. It's a good way to watch for bears. All right. Once again, your Friday featured cocktail today is called
the Lavender Lemon Drop.
And will be available. Where will you have the recipe posted?
You can see all of that posted at Eric Morning Mix on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Don't miss a second of it.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.